Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Wednesday of the 21st week in Ordinary Time, August 26th, 2026. Passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, "Jesus said, 'Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and every kind of filth. Even so, on the outside you appear righteous, but inside you are filled with hypocrisy and evildoing.'" There are some places in the Holy Land that leave a lasting impression long after the pilgrimage ends. One of those places is a cemetery. The tombs, fashioned from pale limestone, gleam brilliantly beneath the Middle Eastern sun. From a distance, they appear serene, almost beautiful. Yet every pilgrim knows what lies within. Beneath the polished exterior rests the reality of death. It's no accident that Jesus chose this image. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! Tombs which appear beautiful on the outside, inside are full of dead men's bones and every kind of filth. Even so, on the outside you appear righteous. Inside you are filled with hypocrisy and evildoing." These are among the hardest words Jesus ever spoke. They sound almost harsh to modern ears. Yet they are not words of condemnation for condemnation's sake. They are words spoken by divine love, confronting the greatest obstacle to holiness, the illusion that appearances are enough. The Pharisees were admired by nearly everyone. They prayed faithfully, they observed the law meticulously, fasted regularly, and were respected as religious leaders. From every outward perspective, they seemed to embody holiness. But Jesus saw beneath the surface. He saw hearts that had become more concerned with reputation than conversion, with looking holy rather than becoming holy. Their religion had become a performance rather than a relationship. That possibility should make every disciple pause. Surprisingly easy to cultivate a polished spiritual exterior. We know the prayers, attend Mass faithfully, we volunteer in parish ministries. Others may even look to us as examples of faith. Yet none of these things, good as they are, can substitute for an honest heart before God. The greatest danger in the spiritual life is not obvious sin. Obvious sin often awakens repentance. Deeper danger is self-deception, the quiet conviction that because everything looks good on the outside, everything must be well within. Contemplative spirituality continually calls us beyond appearances. The Desert Fathers often warned against seeking admiration for holiness. One elderly monk was asked why he lived such a hidden life. He simply replied, "The roots of the tree grow in darkness." That image captures the mystery of authentic discipleship. Roots are unseen. No one applauds them. Yet without deep roots, the tallest tree eventually falls. So it is with the soul. Most of God's transforming work happens where no one else can see it, in hidden acts of forgiveness, secret repentance, silent prayer, humble surrender, quiet fidelity when no one notices. The saints were not concerned with appearing virtuous. They were consumed with allowing Christ to transform their hearts. St. Augustine once admitted that before his conversion, he had mastered the art of impressing others while remaining inwardly divided. His eventual holiness began not when he perfected his behavior, but when he stopped hiding his heart from God. That remains our journey too. Perhaps the Lord is asking us today not to examine our public life, but our private one. How do I speak when no one important is listening? How do I treat others who can offer me nothing in return? What occupies my imagination when I am alone? Where do resentment, pride, jealousy, or impatience quietly take root? These questions are not meant to discourage us. They are invitations to freedom. God is never scandalized by what he finds inside us. He already knows. The only barrier to his healing is our refusal to let him enter those hidden places. There is a quiet paradox in the gospel. Whitewashing covers death. Christ uncovers death so that he may give life. Whenever we allow him to reveal our hidden wounds, our secret fears, our unacknowledged sins, he does not shame us, cleanses us. What seemed like exposure becomes liberation. The Christian life is therefore less about managing appearances than about consenting to transformation. Every Eucharist invites us into that work. We approach the altar not as a people who have everything together, but as sinners who long to become saints. Receive Christ because we are already pure. We receive him because only he can purify the deepest chambers of the heart. The world spends enormous energy polishing the exterior. Christ patiently restores the interior. And when the heart is transformed, the exterior eventually reflects what has happened within. Authentic goodness needs no performance. Genuine holiness requires no advertisement. The light of Christ simply shines through a soul that has become transparent to his grace. The challenge continues long after today's gospel has ended. Each day we are tempted to maintain appearances rather than seek conversion. Each day Jesus lovingly asks us to invite him beneath the whitewash, to the hidden places where only he can bring life from death. May we have the courage to let him. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you see beyond every mask and every appearance. You know the places within me that remain wounded, fearful, proud, or divided. Give me the humility to stop pretending, the courage to invite you to the deepest chambers of my heart. Strip away everything that hides me from your transforming love. May my prayer be sincere, my charity authentic, my faith rooted deeply in you. Let my life reflect not an image of holiness, the reality of your presence dwelling within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. If you found a blessing in this reflection and prayer today, I invite you to perhaps share it with others and encourage your friends and family to join us here each day at my hermitage, where we break open the Word of God, apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today. Keep you safe.